Well, it's a good deal that it is going to be a gorgeous, gorgeous weekend. We can spend a couple of days while it rains being inside and taking care of business. And when the weekend comes, we can go frolic outside and we could even adopt a beach. Anna White is an affiliate of the Adopt-A-Beach program. She's with Minnesota Adopt-A-Beach, and she joins us to tell us more about the program this morning. Hi there, Anna.
Hi, how are you?
So lots and lots of beach up here in Duluth to adopt if folks are interested. Tell me a little bit about the event that's going on Saturday morning.
Yeah, definitely. So we have a lot of locations up here, and it's with the Alliance for the Great Lakes. And what we're doing is we're going out, and we are cleaning up the beaches and picking up all the litter that is out there. And we're also collecting data. So we're making sure that researchers can look at this data and find ways to try and prevent this and make sure that it can be less of a problem in the future.
So this isn't just not that there's anything wrong with efforts to just get out and pick up junk and garbage and throw it away. This is actually, and the data you're collecting has to do with garbage, so this is garbage data?
Yeah, so we have data cards that they go out with, and they'll actually mark down each piece of garbage that they pick up and weigh all of their garbage at the end, and it just gives them an idea of how much is at each location and where it's coming from and different things like that and kind of what's the main thing that is seen out on the beaches.
So for example, if there were a lot of disposable water bottles or something that people had disposed of just by throwing them, maybe the city could come to a conclusion that more water fountains were a good idea or something. Maybe?
Yeah, definitely. So it goes into making policies and laws and making changes that will help protect our Great Lakes. And plastic is actually 86% of the litter that is picked up. So that is definitely one of the main things that is being looked at.
Now, we don't have the same kinds of animals and birds that some of the, that we see so many photographs of that are, you know, the turtles entangled in pop can rings and that sort of thing. But we do have animals and birds here in the Northland that run afoul of people's garbage. Is that one of the things? I mean, for example, if you found a whole bunch of those plastic pop ring thingies, would that be an item of concern also?
Yeah, any plastic item is really an item of concern because the animals can also eat it. And they can't digest that, so then their stomachs fill up with plastic, and they can starve from that. So really, it can be the strangulation or the ingesting of the plastic. So there's a lot of concern both ways.
Is another idea, perhaps, and I haven't been down to the lake walk in a while, so I'm not sure what is there. Would another idea perhaps be to have plastic recycling bins right there so people have a place to put that stuff, and it's kind of at the forefront of what they're seeing?
Yeah, that would probably be a really helpful thing, I think. We are working with the city for the disposal of the litter that is picked up, and I'm not sure of all the locations of the recycling bins, but yeah, that could be something that is looked into once all the data is collected.
So if folks want to get involved in the event on Saturday, and, you know, obviously if you have a data card to fill out, again, this is not just picking up garbage, this is collecting scientific data. And so if they want to go out and be citizen scientists this weekend, what's the easiest way for them to get more information or to sign up or show up at the right place at the right time?
Yeah, so they can either go to greatlakesadopt.org and they can check out beaches that have public events for them to go to, or they can contact me at awhite at greatlakes.org, or they can call me at 218-740-2070.
All right, fantastic. Anna, thanks so much for joining us this morning. It was great to talk with you.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you for inviting me.
Anna White this morning is organizing the September Adopt-A-Beach event. It's taking place on September 26th. That would be this Saturday. Going to be a beautiful day from 9 a.m. to noon, and we'll get up some additional information so that you know where to go and where to be and what to wear and all that sort of thing if you'd like to take part.